A recent index has put 7 cities in China and the United States on this year's list of the most 15 congested cities in the world. Last Friday, a seminar was held in Beijing to address traffic problems facing both of the world's top 2 economies. Among the participants was Daryl M. West, Vice President and Director of Governance Studies at Brookings Institution. He suggested that similar technological strength and traffic conditions of the two countries make their cooperation potential in this regard very huge.
I think there's very good cooperation potential just in the sense that there are similar problems in both China and the United States. There are technology solutions that would improve the situation in terms of highway fatalities and traffic flow. And so what the two countries can do is to start to share information, undertake research, try and learn from one another, and basically develop common standards that can improve the way in which the transportation system operates.
As part of the meeting, a white paper on smart transportation was published jointly by Brookings and the China Academy of Information and Communications Technology. It shows that traffic congestion in both countries could lead to a waste of 3 billion gallons of fuel and nearly 7 billion hours of time every year. Darrow believed the expanding application of big data and new technologies can help traffic authorities to improve road transportation efficiency.
You know, Didi has amazing data on traffic flows in Beijing as well as in other major Chinese cities. And so that's the type of information that can help governments optimize traffic flows. They can develop intelligent traffic signals that, as opposed to a traffic signal switching every 45 seconds or at some fixed interval, it can shift based on the flow of traffic.
Liu Duo is director of China Academy of Information and Communications Technology. She suggested joint efforts might be made to develop the so-called Internet of Vehicles, which is designed to enable information sharing and the gathering of information on vehicles, roads, and their surroundings.
We believe the Sino-US cooperation, both on the development of new generation information technologies and the innovative integration of new technologies and traditional industries, will have great significance and generate win-win results.
The white paper also proposes proactive government policies to create a development environment. It also calls for joint efforts from the government, industry, and enterprises to set up standards for the technology application. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.